marvellous tale. It were Christmas Eve. I were on my road home. I met, do you see, for agricultural merchants, and I'd been travelling round in Lancashire, calling on farmers, trying to sell them some winter feed and spring fertiliser. It had been all but a waste of time. Nobody wants to do business just before Christmas. But I must say, them farmers' wives are very hospitable. I'll admit to two or three sherries, with spice cake and cheese. But I dursn't suck much when I'm driving, cos my job would be at stake. Any road, I were on my way back, and it wouldn't be so long before I'd getting my feet up at the side of the fire. It were a mucky night, and coming out at top be Scamondon, I could hardly see for the mist and spray off my big wagons. Dropping down our side into Broad Acres, it cleared a bit, though it was still mizzling. That fine stuff at Westley through. I turned off motorway and thought to myself, dear, we're at last lap now. It can't be above another 8 or 10 miles. Then, as I was coming round that bend at top of the hill above Colliton, I sees this lass at side of the road. She'd happen to be about 16, and she was just stood there, part quite. Well, you know what young ones are like these days. Poor Ben was wet and cold, so I pulled off her and asked her if she could do me a lift. I know it's a bit dodgy with strangers. There's neither on you can tell what you're letting you send in for. But I couldn't leave her in such a state without at least offering to help. She says, thanks, mister. Can you take me into Colliton? I want to be at 26 King's Road. Well, I usually bypass the village to get to where I live at Gilgate. But it weren't much out of my way, and I weren't bothered turning into two. So I told her to get it care. Then she says, is it alright if I get it back and have a little nap? I'm fair wore out. Well, seemed a bit strange like, seeing as it wouldn't take more than 10 minutes at most the way she wanted to be. But I said, of course you can, love. And that's what she did. Mind you, I was capped when I looked round just as I was setting off. She'd gone straight to sleep. As it happens, I always keep an old anoraki back at car to slip on if I need to get out for out, toilet, passing directions, out of that sort. So I reached over the seat and covered lass up to keep her warm. When I gets down into King's Road, I turned to wetting her up. And no nobody there. I was gobsmacked. Funny, I thought. I think, well, is she getting out of the car without me noticing? I decided to make sure she were all right, so I crooked at the house and knocked up the door. Woman had answered, had grey hair and a right lined face. But somehow, I didn't think she were all that old. When I told her what had happened, she bust out crying. And she says, it's happened afore. It must have been our Rosemary. She were coming home from a party at yon big house that stand back off at road, up at top of the hill. And when she were crossing to the bus stop, a coil lorry came round the bend and knocked her down. It was just such a need as this, and he skidded up wet road. She's been buried at cemetery for 10 years, but she won't rest. I carried on home, and when I tell wife about it, she says, I hope thou's not been drinking and driving. Took me to conclusions like she always does. I convinced that I'd had no much to sup, but she still felt I was mistaken, that I was dreaming. It were real enough to me though, and I didn't sleep so well that night. Next morning, weather were as different again. There were a cold wind, the rock clouds had blown away, and there were even a bit of weak sunshine. I says, "Think I'll go for a walk to block cobwebs off while you're seeing turkey and that for dinner." Wife lights me out from under her feet when she's thrown. "All right," she says, "but don't be calling to see the mates at pub. I've told family to be here for 1 o'clock, and I won't be back afore then." Well, that were easy promise to make, seeing as our local Dundalk on Christmas Day. So I set off, and I found Miss Eng going down the lane towards Callington. I had no particular in mind, but somewhat seemed to draw me over that way. When I got there, I went into the churchyard and thought I'd visit young Rosemary's grave, just to satisfy Miss Eng as I'd getting there right. It didn't take much finding. My old anorak were draped across the headstone.